Good morning, Goshen County. This is Jeff Hawes, president for Eastern Wyoming College, back for another week of Lancer Live. And in our studio today, I'm excited to have some special guests and one that will be joining us on at the end of the program on the phone. But today we have our rodeo coach, Whit Peterson, and a couple of our student athletes on that rodeo team. And good morning, Whit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Excellent. Obviously, you have a couple of very special people here today. And could you just do a quick introduction?
This morning, we have Colton Zimmerman and Rayleigh Caldwell. Colton is a sophomore on the rodeo team, and Rayleigh is a freshman on the rodeo team.
Outstanding. And we're going to jump right in and talk to these two student-athletes, and we're going to start with Colton. And Colton, can you tell us where you're from?
I'm from Wellington, Colorado.
Wellington, Colorado, and obviously you came to EWC to be on the rodeo team, and what events do you participate in?
I team rope and tie calves.
And how's the season gone so far?
Not the best, but ready to turn around in the spring. Got a really good partner, Edgar Aguilar, does his job, and I'm excited for the spring and excited to get on the roll.
Well, you know, and I come from the Midwest, and there's some rodeo. Mm-hmm. You come to Wyoming, there's a lot of rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing about rodeo, it's a very, very rough and challenging sport. Agreed?
Absolutely. Yes,
so, you know, we're really proud of the fact that, you know, you pour yourself into this event representing our college. When you think about some of the things that you take away from your experiences being in rodeo, not only here at EWC, but you didn't just start coming to the college. Mm-hmm. This is a lifetime for you. So can you talk about that, your family,
yep,
those things about rodeo that are valuable to you?
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? Let me put a twist on that. Yeah. You're doing well. So if you were to take one thing out of rodeo,
okay,
what's it taught you? What's the most valuable thing you would say?
Have a short memory. It's, definitely take the wins and remember them, but also be able to, when you don't have a good run, be able to get over it fast and look to the next one and just have a, you know, good week of practice and, you know, just kind of go with it.
That's an outstanding thought. And we're going to come back to you in just a second. Okay. We also have in the studio today Rayleigh. And Rayleigh, could you share with us, where are you from?
I'm from Gillette, Wyoming.
Gillette, Wyoming. And again, what events do you do in rodeo here at EWC?
I compete in the goat tying, breakaway, and barrel racing.
So, and how do you feel about your season so far? You know, again, at the college, we're really proud of all of you as student-athletes. And then what are you thinking about for spring?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to have a good first fall season, and I'm headed into the spring with the same mindset and just trying to get the same thing done.
So if I could ask you the same question, if you were to take away one, you know, think about, again, rodeo here at EWC and even prior to here, because, again, for all of you, this is a something you've been working on for a very long time. What's that thing you take away from rodeo that, again, means the most to you?
I think it's important to have a good set of people around you, and through rodeo you gain a large family, and I think that those people really help you along the way.
So I would like to actually share with you just some of my observations as I, again, you know, I did a lot of individual sports when I was growing up, and wrestling, cross country, but there's one thing about rodeo. There's a lot of teamwork, and you just referred to that. And even at the practice schedules, could you actually just take a second, Colton, and talk about, you know, as you're working with all your peers, what does it take to pull off a rodeo practice?
Push each other. I will say Whit has done a great job giving us all the tools we need to be successful. But with rodeo, it's definitely a individual game. But it's definitely, as Rayleigh said, you got to have a good group of people in your corner, and you have to push each other every single day. And that's one of my favorite deals about the college rodeo, especially as a team aspect, is we're competing as a team, but we're also competing as individuals. But we're always pulling for each other and want everybody to do well. And
that's outstanding. Yep. And when, you know, and people, I'm not sure they really understand, in the state of Wyoming, they do. I would say in the West, there's a good understanding of rodeo.
For sure.
But what it takes to actually run a rodeo session and look at all the people involved in, you know, handling the gates, moving cattle, whatever that is. And, you know, so in your practice schedules, you know, there may be times some of you can go out and do a night, you know, do one or two of the sessions, more one-on-one sessions with coach. But it's an all-hands-on-deck as the team is helping support each event set up, even in those practice sessions, because essentially you're running a mini rodeo.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, Riley, could you talk about that a little bit, what that experience has been?
Yeah, going out to practices, it's good that everybody shows up. We all help each other, and there's definitely not a time when we're just sitting around. We always put in the work, and I think it definitely shows off.
So, Rayleigh, this last week you went through a this last Friday, all of you had a fundraiser, and can you talk about that event a little bit, and what was the event called? Where was the, you know, it was held right here at our county fairgrounds in the Rendezvous Center, but or Colton, you know, if you guys could talk about that fundraiser and what that was for.
Yeah, we had the Gold Buckle Black Jeans Gala, and it was one of our fundraiser events. And after the night, I think we ended up doing well. There was a large turnout, and I think everybody had a lot of fun at it.
So this is the second annual event, and it was a packed house last year, and it was a packed house this year. You know, a lot of great auction items were auctioned off, and a lot of community support. And so can you talk about that a little bit, Colton?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, I would like to thank everyone that came out on Friday. But it was been great the last 2 years. Whit, I mean, has worked his butt off to make it the best he can. And because I came here last year, so I got the first semester, and I seen the change that the gala did for the rodeo team and everything that it brought to the team. And it was a night and day difference. And I'm super thankful that he's trying hard to do everything he can for this team and the community for supporting us.
Well, and for both of you, you're pointing to the one thing, as student athletes, you're just thankful for the support of this community coming out and helping provide resources. And coach, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about, because this is an event that you established last year, and why did you establish this fundraiser? I mean, we all know why we fundraise, but you want to meet some special needs for these teams, and can you talk about that?
Yeah, these kids have to put a lot of their own time and money into not only just getting to the rodeos, but practice. So this fundraiser has greatly increased the ability for me to support these kids. We've increased the amount of time we've spent at the practice facilities. We've increased the amount of cattle that we get to practice on. We've got over 100 head of livestock at the fairgrounds in the fall and the spring that we have to feed and take care of. And if you're not financially stressed, worrying about, you know, if I can afford the best feed and the best facilities for the animals and the livestock, then it really helps take that stress off for the kids. We can run more cattle. We can have more time. We're not in a hurry. You know, we're doing 4 or 5 events every day when we're practicing. And it's a lot of time and dedication for these kids. And also the fundraiser has improved our ability to get to the rodeos and we get motel rooms for these kids now. All the kids get a motel room when they go to the rodeos. Increase in the travel money to get to the rodeos, because all that is out of these kids' pocket if we didn't have the support that we had. So it's increased those sorts of things too, and it couldn't have been done without this fundraiser that we did. And I stole the idea from my rodeo program. I rodeoed down in Oklahoma, and we did this fundraiser, and it was kind of a copy off of what they did, but it's been a huge success. I would never have guessed the outcome and the turnout that we had.
Well, I've been to a lot of fundraisers in 30 years of education, and I've just never seen more amazing support than what I've seen right here in Goshen County. I don't care what that event is for, whether it's tied to our student athletes or just coming out to support people in need in this community. And one of the things with this particular rodeo program, you know, how many students do you have on the team this year?
Right now we have 30 kids on the team, and then we're about half and half boys and girls
and
on
so
the team.
So when you're looking at those numbers and you're trying to evaluate, you know, handling all the increased cost of fuel, food is not cheaper. All these things really put a lot of pressure on the students because, again, the rodeo team, unlike any other athletic team, they can't load a bus and travel to an event, right? And again, just for the community to hear that, those that are in rodeo know exactly what this means, but could you talk about that briefly, Coach?
Yeah, all of these kids have to drive their own pickup and trailer to and from practice every day. They have to drive to and from the rodeos, and as everybody knows, fuel isn't cheap. Feed for these horses isn't cheap. Those sorts of things. So this event is really, you know, it gives us the opportunity to help these kids out more and more each time.
And Coach, one of the things I want to share is I just think it's amazing. You watch that kind of effort that starts early in the morning, goes all day with these students. They attend class. They're academically strong. They perform well. And we know they're going to be very proud graduates of EWC, whether they go on to either work on to be going to professional rodeo as soon as they leave EWC, or they go on to rodeo at a university around the college and the country. And that does happen with a number of our students in all three realms. And could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, correct. Like, we have lots of kids here that are here just for certificate programs or the associate's degrees. And then we have kids here that want to go on and get a four-year degree, go on to the University of Wyoming or Chadron or one of those other schools. So it's neat to get to see kids that were competing for EWC, then they go on and compete at universities, and we compete against those larger schools too, so that's a different realm than some of the other athletics at EWC. We're competing against the University of Wyoming, the University of Chadron State, CSU, those bigger colleges. EWC competes against those guys every weekend, so for us to have the support at Goshen County to compete against those big schools, it means a lot, and it's great to see those kids go on to the next level too.
So this will bring us to our final two questions for our two student athletes today. If I could start with Rayleigh, what is your career goal, and what are you studying here at EWC? And then what do you want to do with your life? And it's okay if you say, I have 100% decided that, but I would like you to share that with the audience.
Yeah, so I'm currently going into accounting, and I'll get my associates and then move on to a four-year to get my degree, and then I hope to become a CPA.
That is outstanding. And if you could just share, you know, obviously Thanksgiving is right around the corner. You only have 2 days of school this week, but could you share with us what are you thankful for as you go into you know, this season right now?
Yeah, I'm very thankful for both my family and my rodeo family. They helped me get up and down the road, and I wouldn't be here where I am without them.
Thank you, Rayleigh. Colton, I'm going to ask you the same two questions. What's your life plan? I mean, what are you studying here at EWC, and what do you think those future plans are for you?
So I'm studying welding and joining technology right now, and I would love to take that kind of further down. As of now, after this year, I'm not 100% sure what my plan is. I would like to come back for another year if I can to rodeo for WIT. I'm not 100% sure what my life plan is right now.
That's okay, because you are both going into careers that are in high demand. These are high wage, high skilled areas, and you know, I can tell you there are employers in the state of Wyoming that hope you stay right here in Wyoming. But you are going to have, especially in the energy field and even in local manufacturing, companies that are going to find both of you in high demand. So that's exciting. And then if you could, Colton, what are you thankful for?
Yeah, like Rayleigh said, absolutely my family. Super thankful for them and rodeo family and WIT. And, yeah, like without them, it would be pretty hard to do all this, and they keep you pushing and keep your head up and keep you grounded. So super thankful for that.
Outstanding. And Coach, would you like to share any final thoughts? And again, you know, coming off the back of another amazing fundraising event to support these students, it's just outstanding. And if you would share anything you would like to, and in fact, you can throw what you're thankful for.
Similar to these guys, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the support that we get here at EWC in this community. I'm excited for the spring season. We'll have our Eastern Wyoming Lancer Rodeo in March, and that's a huge turnout for the community. We're excited about that. These kids work their butt off to to put on a rodeo too, and have a great turnout for that. The community can come out, watch a rodeo, watch these kids compete in their hometown. So thankful for that. Thank you to everybody who came out and supported us last weekend, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, Coach, and Rayleigh, and Colton would like to thank you three all for coming into the program today. And if you have to get off to class, you don't have to sit here for the next few minutes, but great program. We really appreciate you coming in and sharing with our listening audience, and I guarantee they like hearing from you. And next online, we have actually Cannon Cook. Cannon, can you say hello?
How's it going?
And Cannon is actually one of our students at the college, and he's one of our students. And Cannon, can you talk just for a second? What are you at EWC studying?
So I originally went to Eastern Wyoming College for a general ag associate's degree, but as I went on, I decided that a general ag associate's degree really wasn't going to match up to what I want to do for a futuristic standpoint. So I actually changed my degree to a certificate program for precision ag, and I talked to my professor about it, and he said that that's kind of, it's a niche in the farming industry that it's a high demand for people that have that certificate. So that's where I kind of went, oh, well, maybe that's, you know, that gives me another loophole into the farming industry, and it, you know, and it provides a different niche that most people don't realize that that's a possibility.
Well, that's outstanding. And I know at the college, you are involved in a number of activities outside of the classroom. And you actually are, for our athletic events, all of our home games, you do something special to serve the college. And can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Most definitely. I came from high school, and I announced sports games, live commentary, in person, public addressing, and it came from high school, and I was like, you know, I feel like I could give back to the college, you know, because that college is, Eastern Wyoming College is very, very giving in all aspects, from sports to even livestock judging. And I came into the college, you know, what can I do to help? And so I've announced most of the volleyball games, and I'm hoping to announce most of the basketball games as well.
Well, and having been to those games, and I'm sure all of our audience would agree, you do a phenomenal job. And for you, that's one of your passions that you may want to, that you're actually exploring as a future career, and that is sports broadcasting. And can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I didn't have much knowledge behind broadcasting and announcing live at even a professional level, and this kind of brings into multiple career standpoints as well. But, you know, my sophomore year, I got really bored and not knowing what to do. And so I took the next step that most high schoolers wouldn't take and go to auctioneering school. And when I went to auctioneering school, it helps tremendously to get outside of your box, because I was a really shy, quiet person, which, as you know me now, isn't the case. But from a sophomore standpoint in high school, I really wasn't much of an outspoken person. And once I went to college, auctioneering school, they taught you how to be vocal and how to stand out and how to carry yourself on a professional side. And it really helped broadcasting games, because my first game, the guy that normally does it, he's a janitor at Grable High School, and he wasn't able to do it, and the principal came up to me and asked me, and he goes, would you be willing to announce? And I said, sure. You know, I didn't really know much, but I gave it my first shot, and I kind of was addicted from there. And then I said, you know, okay, well, I guess I'm doing pretty good at this. And so I went on to a college standpoint and been announcing the college athletic programs as well.
Well, that's outstanding. And obviously, them sports broadcasting and auctioneering are two things that you see in your future. And when you leave EWC, where do you plan on going from here?
You know, that's a really good question. My goal is, I'm in the process right now with the state of Wyoming, getting an LLC for benefit and charity auctions. Benefit and charity auctions are kind of my forte, I would say. I helped out with the rodeo fundraiser this past Friday, and it's so cool to me to see such a small community get together and incorporate so much money to a college. I mean, for kids to go and do something, and that's kind of where I'm still kind of up in the boat on what I want to do after college. But personally, I would say I'm going to try to get big with this benefit and charity auction thing, and then, you know, maybe see down the road if I get tied into a sale barn and start selling there. And with this precision agriculture certificate, it ties in really well to these small farming communities, just like Torrington. I mean, they have 2-3 different dealerships, and they're looking for guys to install GPS systems and tracking systems on these tractors. And it, I guess it just kind of depends on where the road takes me, but I'd like to see how far I'd take this auctioneering thing with benefit and charities, because I know a lot of people in the Wyoming Auctioneers Association that they are pretty big with this, and they have sales events almost 2-3 times a week, and that's kind of where I want to go with it, is get pretty big with it and give back to the state of Wyoming. So,
well, that's outstanding, and I know you have a special event. You're working with the athletic director to do a fundraising event, even at one of the EWC upcoming basketball games that's coming up here, I believe, on December 1st. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Would you talk about, because you approached me with that idea of wanting to do something special, and that's where we landed. Could you talk about that event?
Yeah, I'd be more than willing to talk about it. I came to Torrington, and I was kind of bored, and I'm part of the livestock judging team with Paige Miller as being my coach, and that's a full-time job, being able to really actually trying to evaluate quality livestock, and I came to Torrington, and I was like, you know, I got to figure out something to do. I'd like to have the college be able to use me to help raise money and that kind of sorts. And so I came up to you and your secretary and your office staff a couple weeks ago, just, you know, when you approached me at the very last home volleyball game, and I talked to you about, you know, trying to get something going for the college, whether it's for the foundation or if it's for something, you know, that there's a need for financial support. And so we talked actually last Friday about this fundraiser, and I came up with the idea of this basketball game. We did this at my high school too. We had some people sign some basketballs and volleyballs, and we sold them live auction method during halftime, and it's a good crowd involvement. I mean, when a crowd like Torrington is very small, but, you know, they just keep giving and giving, and that's the cool part, to see that they are interested in the future of, you know, this generation, and that's a really outstanding part. And I came into the college, and like I said, you know, I wanted to give back, and I can't thank the college and, you know, you as the president of Eastern Wyoming College enough, because, you know, it takes a lot for an 18-year-old to bring himself together and say, "Hey, I want to do something for the college," and that means a lot from me and, you know, the college standpoint of the college to, you know, be able to use me to their benefit and help that college succeed, because I see that college, you know, in 10, 15, 20 years, really, really growing. I mean, the class sizes are, you know, they're family-sized. And even the ag program, I mean, last year I went there down in November on a tour, and there was 5 to 10 animals in that ag barn. And this year, I mean, there's barely any space for anything, you know, and that's the cool part of, like you said, you know, I just been wanting to give back because I've always been supported for so long. And that's kind of where I came up with the idea for this fundraiser, you know, for halftime. It's a quick little fundraiser. It's nothing too big. It's going to provide some memorabilia to the host families or parents of EWC Athletics. And, you know, we can raise money for the student pantry and just to kind of see, you know, how things will go. And it's kind of, we're still in the learning phase of it, but I'm really excited to see where I will be able to take these fundraising events in the college and really step it up and make a difference.
Well,
big or small.
Well, Cannon, that's outstanding, and I'll end on that particular note. So December 1st, you're going to be announcing at the games, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you're going to announce at both the men's and women's basketball games. And again, on the EWC website, you can find information, obviously, about that particular event. And I believe the college is serving a food bar, like a food taco bar, prior to the event, right in the parking lot. So we really encourage the community to come out. And if anyone wants to support, you know, our food pantry at the college, they'll have an opportunity at each of the half times. Is that accurate, Cannon?
Yes, sir.
And Cannon will personally not only announce the games, but he's also going to serve as the auctioneer, again, helping raise funds for our food pantry here at the college that, again, goes back to supporting students who may be in need. And we actually had Tammy Ofdahl, our executive dean of student services, and Sergio were on our program here a few weeks ago talking about what that food pantry serves as our college. And we have students on our campus that are working two jobs, children at home, and trying to get an education to increase their own ability to earn an income, to provide for their family. And, you know, some students come to the college with a lot of support, and others come to the college not really sure where even some of those resources are going to help, you know, come from to help them work through that scenario. And what I'm amazed by, again, is that not only this community, but our faculty and staff at the college that just look for ways to support. And what's really exciting is here we have a young man in Cannon that is wanting to do something very similar, to help others. And I encourage this community to come out on December 1st to our games and help support that. So, Cannon, if we could, I'd like to end on this. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. I want to ask you the same question I asked our other guests. What are you thankful for, and what parting thoughts would you like to leave with our audience?
You know, I personally want to thank my family. My family and my brothers have probably been my biggest support, just kind of through the challenges that I faced in high school. And my high school quote was resilience in the face of adversity, and it really comes back to tie, you know, the small steps is what really matters. And I don't think if it wasn't for my family and friends and you know, professionals in the auctioneering industry that I can call on a short, you know, minute's notice, and they can give me a whole bunch of information that, you know, is really make or break. And I think it just comes down to, you know, family and friends and people that you surround your you know, yourself with is really what I'm thankful for, because without them, you know, it'd be really hard in this world to be able to, you know, actually try to go ahead and, you know, get something done and do something. And that's really what I'm thankful for is family and friends. And I'm really appreciative of it too.
Well, thank you so much for joining the program today, Cannon, and to our all the listeners here of CURB and KGOS Radio, we just want to say, hope you have on behalf of EWC, I just want to say thank you for listening, and we just hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will catch up with you in the near future. Thank you, and have a good day.